Hi, it's Mike. It's McCorgan. Un audio boo. And I'd like to come in on the subject that was, I believe, originally raised by Claire Randall. And so many people have made responses. I've listened to all that have made responses so far to the topic of our virtual life on social networks and how that relates or combines with our real life. And some great responses. In fact, some very interesting responses on how some people perceive that their virtual life and their real life. In my case, I have to say right from the start that my virtual life, my social network inside of my life, does not impact and has no relation whatsoever to my real life. There's no one in my real life that is involved in any way whatsoever, or possibly even knows or has any clue to what I do and on my virtual life. I have Twitter, I have Audioboo and Google Plus and Facebook, which I never use. There's some stuff there, but I've never told any of my family or my wife's family that I am such and such a person on Facebook, or that I am McCorgan on Audioboo or McCorgan on Twitter. I've kept that separate, secret, if you like. Is it a secret if... I mean, yes, I guess it is a secret. And I know that some of the family members, especially younger ones, are on Facebook and Twitter and possibly Google Plus, but I doubt it. Certainly not on Audioboo. So there's really no one in my life whatsoever that has any indication as to what I'm doing. Now, I say that with a bit of sudden realisation that actually one made, and that's my youngest daughter, who, when I joined and took up Audioboo and became enthralled with it, and I mentioned to her that this is what I did, but I can't even remember at this point. It was so long ago that I did mention this. I can't even remember if I actually told her that I was McCorgan, because it's not my... It's part of my name, but it's not the name she knows me as, obviously, and possibly never ever thought to look at that other part of my name. So, in that respect, between Twitter and Google Plus and Facebook and Audioboo, unless she has twigged as to who the pseudonym I might be using, or that I did actually tell her way back, but I'm not quite sure about that, then I doubt she ever sees or hears what I put up. But she's a clever wee bugger. And she was always good at sussing things out much more quickly than the other three of the family. So maybe she has. But that's not even to say that she has anything, that she ever bothered to look and or listen to my audiobooks. Very much doubt it. She's got far too busy a life in her own social networking life. So there you go. So really, in all honesty, I mean, on Audioboo, in particular in Audioboo, I tell my friends, my Audioboo followers and friends, so many things about my life, about my past life, about current life, about what I'm doing, and that I would never tell the real people in my life. You know, it's a funny thing to say the real people in your life. I mean, you know, Simon SM2N often talks about his imaginary friends, but and we've had this discussion before. We're not imaginary, we are real, but it's just Simon's wee, his wee intro, if you like. So my friends on Audioboo, those of you who follow me, those of you who listen to me, and in particular the ones that are really close to you are real people. So I actually have, and this might sound a little bit sad, I actually have a far greater social life in an audio conversation, a vocal sense, that is, with my Audioboo friends, than I do in real life. In my real life, I obviously have my wife, and I have my wife's family, and I have my mum, but I don't see my mum very often. That's down to me. I have a sister, but I never see her. My children are all scattered across the UK, and they've all got their own lives, families. And the only ones that I really have a close relationship with is my wife's family. And they're great. But in the same respect, I have friends, of course, and my neighbours are great. But I would never, ever tell them things about my life, things what's going on, or my plans. In fact, a lot of the time when I'm talking, especially when you consider how I'm feeling, my morning thoughts, or all those personal things that I reveal on Audioboo, I never say to people in real life. I mean, I'm not one for, if I meet someone, a friend, and they say, well, look, I'll ask them, how are you keeping? And of course you get the reciprocation, they'll tell you how they're keeping, and I'll say, how are you, by the way? And I'll just say, oh, fine. I would never dream of saying to them, oh, you know, well, I've been feeling a bit depressed in the mornings, or confused, or this part of my health, or that part of my health. I honestly would never dream of doing that. And that may sound a bit strange, but really, it's not. It's just me. I am a person of, I'm a great social person, in other words, and I love company, and I love a blether, as we say. But when it comes to things like that, I prefer to listen to other people, and they'll tell me their woes, or they'll tell me their troubles, or their health, or maybe they'll tell me what they were doing, and I tend not to say, well, yeah, I was doing this and I was doing that. So it's just me. So this may sound like a long-winded explanation of the difference between my virtual life and my social life, my real life, I should say. And I love my social life on these networks. The ones that I used, to be honest with you, it's virtually all nowadays is virtual audio boom. And which is pretty good, because I mean, considering that I've already stated so many times, I do love to talk and I do love to blather. Although recently I've kind of, well, let's just say, I've had a bit of a druth about saying things, but that's hopefully coming to an end. But there is a massive void between my social, my real life, my real social life, and my online, if you like, my online presence. I think that's actually probably the best term I've heard. I can't remember who said that recently. It's online presence. I think it was Phil Sorrell, actually, Daily Gambler. And that's a wonderful expression, because that's exactly what it is. Who we are, what we are, online. So, if that explains, I hope it explains my views on it. Two separate worlds. It's as simple as that. Another part of Claire's topic was to do with dying when we're dead. You know, we drop dead, and how would we perceive others would find out or know or be interested in the fact we died and all that. And you know that this topic actually, either I brought the topic up myself a long while back, because I do distinctly remember narrating something about it, or it came up as a topic in February Challenge, either last year or the year before. But I know I spoke about it, so it's not a new topic. But I'm quite happy to say again that if I died, the only person that could have an inkling to what I've been doing online is my youngest daughter, and whether they'd even bother resurrecting. If she sat down in my computer, I guess, you know, and she's a clever wee bugger, as I said, and I had died and she sat down in the computer, I'm pretty sure she'd find the pages that I have on my iMac for audio, but she'd find out who I was, because she'd notice right away I had a picture, and and she'd notice that was on Audioboo, and then that would jog her memory, and then she'd probably look at the other page, the other tab that's on that, and that is my followed, my friends, in other words, on Audioboo. And she'd probably listen to them and realise, wait a minute, my dad's had this online life, you know, as it were. But I'm not sure that she would contact anybody. I don't know. But I would suspect that, if you like, that those that are close to me, really close to friends on Audioboo, and you know who you are, would suddenly realise, along with the rest, that, hey, McCulkin's not booed anything at all. And I would say that if I've stopped doing my morning thoughts or any piece of music, I'm gone. You know, I'm dead. But, you know, so... And people would notice, and I'm guessing that people, those friends of mine in particular who have my mobile phone number, would possibly phone that and say, hey, can I speak to Mac? And be told, I'm sorry, but who are you looking for? And those that really know my real true name, or my full name, I should say, it's not really my real true name, but my full name, would say, well, I'm looking for, I actually mean this, and we say, oh yeah, I'm sorry that he's died, you know. And then those people could go on and tell the rest of Audioboo if they felt inclined to tell the rest of Audioboo about the fact that Mac was no longer here. I listened to Paul O'Mahony just this morning talking about this, and Paul actually mentioned my name and said, well, look, what all the stuff that I've done, wouldn't it be a damn shame if that was never saved and be sociable after I died? Make no difference to me, I'd be gone, wouldn't it? I mean, I understand what Paul was saying there, and I appreciate his thoughts, and I think Paul was using me as an example. And that would be exactly the same. I could reciprocate and say, well, you know, all the stuff that Paul O'Mahony blog has put out there, wouldn't that be a damn shame if that was all lost? But it kind of also begs the question of how much interest would that be to anybody? Would my family members, when I died, if this was brought to their attention, look, your husband, your father, your uncle, etc., has had this ongoing online presence on Audioboo for a number of years, and you know, you should listen to this. I don't know, honestly, whether they'd be interested in listening. It's a bit like bringing out the photographic album, isn't it? The photo album, and saying, "Hey, look back, he's dead. Well, let's go through the photographs." Well, family members do that. They'll maybe dig out the photo album. And is there such a thing as a normal photo album nowadays? I don't know. And I doubt they would go online and look at all my Smug Mug photographs or, well, my photo, there's a lot in there, but invariably I'm not in that. It's usually all everybody else because I'm the one taking the photographs. Or maybe thousands of scenes or holiday snaps and things like that. But, you know, family members look through for a wee bit and then they tuck it away, don't they? They shove it back in below the bed or something. So I'm not even sure that how many people would be actually interested, even close family members, of listening to what I had to blather about for all those years. And how many of even my dearest close friends on Audioboo would really be interested in going through the archives of McColgan and saying, well, he's gone now, so let's have a listen back. And maybe they'd listen back a wee bit, but, you know, it comes back to that phrase, that online presence. If you are no longer present online in any form because you have snuffed it, you are a dead parrot. How long would interest last? And I mean that in the nicest sense, because, you know, we all say things like, yeah, keep in touch, yeah, yeah. We do that with people, but we'll never meet again, and we keep in touch for a wee bit, and then it all falls apart, doesn't it? But that's just life, and that's human nature. Life goes on. And that brings me back to what I was trying to say, was that life does go on, and those people I would leave behind when I, you know, pop my clogs, kick the bucket. How many of those euphemisms can we dig up? Maybe we should have maybe I should get together with Paul O'Mahony and others and have a listly list on euphemisms for dying, or being dead. But I'm not sure how much interest would be left. Having said that, I save all my WAV files to my computer, and then when they're converted to FLAC, before going up to Audioboo, they're saved on the computer. I have a lot saved on SD cards from a digital recorder. And I also burn each month, because I use folders, I burn each month's Audioboo. So, for example, Morning Thoughts, March 2014, and Audioboo's March 2014 are folders for the month, and at the end of that I start a new folder and I burn those folders to DVD or CDs, DVDs. So I'm actually compiling an archive, and then my archive is also an Audioboo, so long as I stay with Audioboo, that is, of course. So I have a pretty neat collection of all the stuff I've blathered about. But again, why am I doing it? Will I ever listen back to that? Or am I thinking that when I go, these CDs, at least these CDs will be there, or DVDs will be there with all these files, and my family or people of interest will sit down and say, yeah, just load in. We've listened to 19 CDs, DVDs now of your dad talking about all kinds of things, and let's load in number 20 to 29. Don't think so. Honestly, do not think so. The only good thing that comes out of that is you know, when people die and people have photographs and they have their mental memories and mental pictures of their loved ones, but they don't have anything on audio. Maybe they've got the odd video with audio recorded, if you know what I mean. And often people will say, you know, I'd love to hear their voice once again. Because as time goes on, we all know that you forget what the person looks like clearly. It sounds strange, but it's a fact. And also, you forget how their voice sounded. And that can be a really frustrating a thing for people who have been left behind, that they can't remember how their husband or wife or whoever, what their voice actually sounded like. You wouldn't think so, but it does. So at least they would be able to say, well, stick a CD and I'll listen to him for a wee bit, and that'll remind me what he sounded like again. But I'm not sure about all this, honestly. I'm not sure. I think audio is the prime media, absolutely. And I know I've dedicated most of this topic to audiobook, but simply because that is the biggest part of my online presence. By 99%, I would say, at least 99%. And so it's such a big part of my life. And I love it. And I do love listening to my friends and what they've got to say. And I can't imagine not having it in my life. But after death, well, I don't know. I'm not sure just how much interest would be there. I'd like to think it. I mean, if I was naive enough, I could say, yeah, all those my really close friends, they will save all my... they'll jump right in and get the RSS feeds and get them downloaded. And no, they won't. They won't. You won't. You know you won't. You may do a wee bit. But life goes on, and you will all be socialising with each other as normal, and you'll be meeting new friends on Audioboo, and you'll have your own lives, your own online presence to deal with, and I will be a memory, forgotten memory, after a very, very short period of time. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm realistic about everything, even the physical sense of dying as my personal, not my online presence, but my on life on this earth presence. You only last in memory for a wee bit, apart from close family. You are a number. You really are just a number in this life, a tiny speck, an important wee speck to certain people in your life. But once you've gone, that speck becomes another grain of sand on the beach, to be walked over and trod on and drawn over and made into a sandcastle. Oh, I'm getting a wee bit silly now. So I think I've rambled a fair old length about this, but I haven't spoken on audiobook really for a good number of days now, maybe 10 days, I don't know. So maybe this is just an outpouring of noise, of thoughts, I don't know. Cheery bye there now.